You're listening to SBS News.
With pride on the line, England and Sweden faced off in the French city of Nice for the third place playoff. Despite falling short of the Women's World Cup final, both sides were determined to finish their campaign strongly. The first chance to do just that came 11 minutes into the match. Sweden's run up the left wing found midfielder Fridolina Rolfa, who crossed into the box. Her ball should have been handled by England back Alex Greenwood, but a crucial mistake and failure to clear the ball gifted Sweden an early opening. One striker, Kosovare Aslane, did not let slip.
Greenwood, oh, it's a poor touch from the fullback, and Sweden take full advantage. Kosovare Aslane with the opening goal for Sweden.
Swedish winger Sofia Jakobsen led the fast start, tormenting England's defence. A precise pass set up the midfielder drifting inside the box 5 minutes after the opening goal. Jakobsen's powerful strike came off the right post, but was a warning of a scoring threat. The midfielder was soon involved again on a counter-attack. A through ball down the left wing played back to Jakobsen in space. The winger cut into the box before this time taking her chance.
Sofia Jakobsen looking to cut it! Brilliant goal! Terrific strike from Sofia Jakobsen.
22 minutes in and England was so far without their own convincing opportunity. Until a defensive win sparked a forward play for the Lionesses, a long threading ball setting Fran Kirby free on the right side of the box, the English forward making a skillful move towards goal before delivering her decisive strike.
Kirby looking to cut it in and does so! Fran Kirby with a response for England!
The 31st minute reply restored England's confidence, then 2 minutes later it was Alan White's turn. The English striker cradled across with her back to goal before appearing to have the equaliser.
Taken down by White, trying to turn away from the defender, and she's done so!
But the goal was disallowed, an instant replay finding the striker had used her hand to control the chest-high cross, despite White pleading her case against the verdict. The drama-filled first half ended with Sweden holding a 2-1 edge. In the second half, England tried to mount a spirited fight back, but possession remained tightly contested between the evenly matched sides. Both teams' forward plays failed to pose the same threat as the opening period, the first shot on target for either team coming almost halfway through the second term. England fans held out hope of an elusive equaliser, the side injecting retiring sub Karen Carney in her last game at the 74th minute.
The 144th international appearance. She's the second most capped England player ever.
But frustration grew among England's players as the minutes counted down. The Lionesses struggled to find shots on target despite their increasing desperation, until a volley from Lucy Bronze at the penalty spot flew goalwards, only to be headed clear on Sweden's last line of defence.
Bronze headed away off the line to deny a certain equaliser. Was that England's golden chance to have a further opportunity of claiming bronze?
After 4 minutes of added time, that fate was sealed.
It's third place for Sweden at the 2019 FIFA World Cup. A 2-1 victory over England. It was hard earned. It was hard fought for. But it is Sweden who finished third.
Sweden claimed their first such finish since 2011. Player of the match Sofia Jakobsen shared her jubilation.
Of course, we celebrated. We have won the bronze medal. We're going home to Sweden as the third best team in the world. When I came here to France, I knew that we would do something big because we have such amazing team leaders and we do this together, and it's why we have so much energy. We have so much fun together, and I'm so proud of everybody in this team.
England's loss means they missed out on a bronze finish in a second straight World Cup. Coach Phil Neville says missing the World Cup final took its toll on the players. That match is now being played between the United States and Netherlands.
I just think maybe it was a carry-on from the semi-final, the emotion. Well done, Sweden, but it's a nonsense game. But we just probably in that first 20 minutes were probably still showing the disappointment of what we felt against USA. We came to this tournament to win it, not to finish fourth, and now we've just got to make sure that every single one of us is better.
Tom Stainer, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.